Varaminta cooed like a dove over Lulu in front of the policeman. But as soon as they got home, she became a screeching harpy.
You lousy, ungrateful child! After all the trouble I went to!
Her talons dug into Lulu's arm. Oh, I never wanted to go to that awful place, Lulu retorted. Varaminta's face twitched.
How dare you, you loathsome, scheming shrew!
Poochie joined in, yapping and bouncing pinkly like an insane toy. Struth, what on earth is going on? Came a voice from behind them. It was Aileen.
What are you doing here? It's Saturday,
squawked Varaminta, hopping sideways and nearly twisting her ankle. I came to make dinner like you asked, remember? And I picked up Torquil from his friend's house at 5, like you said. Varaminta blinked at her watch.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, things didn't exactly go according to plan today.
It was easier than we expected. Mother was having another of her bad spells and was too preoccupied with her own suffering to notice our pale faces and muddy eyes. She whisked Rienne away to the bathroom immediately, claiming she could still smell oranges on her skin, and rubbed her hands with camphor and pumice until Rienette screamed and pleaded. They emerged 20 minutes later, Rienne with her hair bound up in a towel and smelling strongly of camphor, my mother dull and hard-mouthed with suppressed rage. There was no supper for us.
Make it yourselves if you want any, Mother advised us, running about the woods like gypsies. Flaunting yourselves in the square like that,
she almost moaned, one hand touching her temple in the old warning gesture. There was a silence, during which she stared at us as if we were strangers,